I'm going to tell you about the first time I was raped. When I was 12, I ran away from home. My dad made me go to church every night. Before dinner, we went to church for 2 hours. Fucking hated it. I told him I hated it. I told him mom didn't even make me go this much. He just told me going to church was the only way I'd ever see mom again. And God, did I miss her. If I argued further, I usually got a slap and no dinner. I couldn't stand it. So, after a particularly judgmental series of sermons, I packed up my school backpack, slipped out the front door, and started walking. I made it almost about an hour before I reached the bridge that crossed into downtown. Under that bridge, I saw a bunch of boys playing with marbles. I honestly was surprised. I didn't know anyone played marbles anymore. They saw me watching, and they seemed nice. They were a little bit older, maybe 14 or 15. They came up onto the bridge and asked why I had my backpack if I wasn't going to school. I told them that my dad made me go to church every day and I was running away from home. They said I could stay with them if I wanted, that they lived under the bridge. They said it was really great, warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and they never had any problems. They offered to show me around. I went under the bridge with them and saw a single grungy mattress. I asked where they slept, and they said, on the mattress. I asked where I'd sleep, and they said, on the mattress. I said we couldn't because we weren't married. They all just laughed. Next thing I know, they pulled my backpack off, laughing as they did. I screamed at them, trying to hold on to the backpack. Give it back, I said. Give it back. All they did was push me onto the mattress. I was scared and angry. How could it be so stupid to trust these boys? Two of them held me down while the third one took out a knife. I screamed until he cut a lock of my hair off. He told me to shut up, or this rape would turn into murder. I was shaking. Closing my eyes, I didn't want to see what was going to happen. He slid the knife up under my shirt and ripped it. It was a big knife. It looked dull and gray, but not shiny silver. He had to tear my shirt away. I screamed again. He saw through my training bra and expose my breasts. By the time I was 12, I actually had pretty nice boobs. I developed early. I was about a C cup by then. And the two boys just held me down and started fondling me. They pinned my hands under their legs, and they just started squeezing and massaging my breasts, twisting my nipples. I kicked, but it didn't do anything. The more I squirmed, the more their hold on me got tighter. The third boy, he grabbed a leg when I kept fighting. He hit me with the handle of the knife right in my stomach. Fucking hurt so bad, I started crying. He then used the dull knife to saw through my pants. He cut one leg entirely open. And then he just yanked my panties off entirely. He told the other, "Hold her still," and he undid his pants. I'd seen a penis before in school books. But when he took it out, he looked me in the eyes and I screamed again. He spat in his hand and covered the head of his penis with his hand. Then he lay down on top of me. I still remember the disgusting way he smelled. Oh, the way his cheek felt against mine. He told me, good girl, over and over as he put his dick inside of me. It hurt so much. I screamed and kicked, but he just forced his way into me. I really tried to fight him off, but he was bigger than me. And he had two other boys helping him. Good girl. Good girl. That's what he said over and over as he kept shoving himself inside me. I thought he was going to tear me in two. He shoved so deep. It hurt. I screamed and I cried. But I couldn't do anything. When he finally came, I thought I'd burst inside. It felt so hot and squishy. He just coated my insides. He pulled out of me and his dick was glistening. Strings of his cum stretched from his head to my pussy. I realized in that moment, we just had sex. This was the sex that everyone said guys want from girls. I just had sex. Sort of. He and the guy on my right traded places. They kept groping me and holding me down, telling me I must like it because I'm getting wet. I hate that my body was betraying me. But they just kept holding me down, and I didn't know why. All I know, I was crying on their gross mattress, and I wasn't fighting anymore. The second guy did the same, spitting into his hand, then pushing inside of me. He growled and said, fuck, a lot. He made me cry more. You weren't supposed to say naughty words. And this guy was moaning into my ear like he made me say it. He pushed in deep, like he was pushing the first guy's cum deeper inside of me. I wiggled and twisted against his dick inside me. His body on top of me, but I couldn't get away. I could only cry when he came, splashing still more cum into my 12-year-old pussy, my hairless pussy that was getting raped under the bridge. He finally pulled out and kept jerking himself a bunch, splattering his cum all over my belly. I cried and begged him, please stop. But he wiped his dick on my leg, then traded places with the third guy. I still remember the way he said, I love it when they're sloppy wet. God, it still grosses me out. He called my pussy a cum sponge, and I just cried harder. He pushed inside me too as he grunted. He gasped and panted in my ear as he worked himself up. Just using my pussy like a hole. He didn't care if I was even there. I didn't have any room for him when he came, so his cum just sprayed out of my pussy like a backed up pipe. Just oozed out of me. As soon as he came, the three guys got off of me. I curled up into a ball and I was crying and shaking. The first guy, you know, the one with the knife, he told me, get off his bed. Actually, he kicked me off the bed. I slid off the top of the mattress and I started heading out from under the bridge. I just nearly rolled down the hill. I forgot my backpack. I forgot my torn clothes. I just tried to cover up with my arms and I ran, crying, covered in cum, my pussy sore, and I just ran all the way home. I burst in through the front door. I looked like a mess. My torn clothes were ripped. I'd come dribbling down my leg. My face was stained from my tears. My dad just looked at me, so angry. He looked at me and was confused what happened. I broke down. I told him everything. I sobbed. I was heartbroken. I pledged I would never run away again. And I told him what those older boys had done to me. And he slapped me. I was too stunned to cry. He told me, why didn't I just stay at church? Why didn't I just stay at home? You're safer with me, little girl. I was crying and I said, I know, Daddy, I know. Just church is too much sometime. And I miss Mom. And he hugged me. He hugged me tight. He made me feel safe again. He took me to the bathroom and turned on the water. Told me to fully strip and to get into the bathtub. I obeyed. My normally mean daddy was taking care of me for once. He started putting some body wash on the washcloth and cleaning my body. My nipples were so hard. When he got down to my pussy, he told me to spread my legs. I obeyed. Soon he put the washcloth on the side of the tub and just used his fingers and his hands to clean my pussy. Oh, my pussy was sore, but his hands felt so good on me. He told me he thought my pussy was really pretty. And that sorry those boys raped me. He said he was sorry he couldn't protect me. And then he asked me if I came. I said, no, Daddy. That they came inside me 3 times. Oh, and then he slid his finger inside me. Rubbing my nipples. Then he asked me to tell him exactly what happened. Oh, then he took his cock out. And he started stroking as he was fingering me. Oh, his cock was so much bigger than those boys. And he told me to tell him everything. I told him how they threw me on the mattress. Cut my shirt open. Cut my bra. Oh, I told him how they groped my breast. Pinched my nipples. And now the first guy just slid inside me. Started fucking me while the other two held me down. Oh, Danny. Oh. Oh, Danny. Oh. I came all over his fingers. Oh, Danny. Danny, I love your cock. It's so big. Come for me, Daddy. Yeah. Yeah, the second guy fucked me too. Yeah, I filled my pussy too. Yeah, Daddy. Oh, my cock is so much bigger than his. Oh, yeah. Oh, he even came on top of my tummy and my breasts. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Daddy came all over my breast. Then he kissed my forehead and told me to finish cleaning up. And he left the room.